Blog Talk Radio.
Going to the line.
I'll never leave on Sunday morning, knowing you want me by your side, oh girl. I'll never ever creep again. If I had to change my way of living my life, my world around you, baby. I hope you build your world around me. I'll never ever leave again. My world around you, baby. I hope you build your world around me too. I'll never ever leave again.
I don't want to leave you alone anymore.
Ooh, baby.
Wanna make it just like we did once before.
My Anhotep and Better Love, you are listening to the Truth to Power Show with Eric L. and Beverly. And we are listening to some classic doo-wop tonight. That was the Four Tops. So get your wine and your smoke. And we're sitting at the mound table. And we're going to have some good doo-wop and some good conversation going on. How are you doing, Eric?
Man, I'm doing well, Bev, especially after them three flavorful them dinner plates you put on the turntable. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And don't we have a full, what did we have, an eclipse tonight or something going on?
Yeah, Beverly, tomorrow, it's funny that tonight is Monday, or some people will refer to it as Moon Day, you know, because in Latin it would be Lunis or Luna, which is the moon. And so, yeah, today will be Moon Day. And tomorrow is a major lunar eclipse and a full moon in Taurus.
Okay.
Yeah. And the full moon is a blood red moon, and there are many different names that they have for it, but one that caught my interest was a beaver moon. So there's a lot going on.
And that's the election day too. So election day with the beaver moon.
Wow. Well, you think that's a coincidence?
No such thing.
And since we're on this natural path, which is so beautiful, thank you for starting. I always love the way you start your shows, Bev. Even if I don't make it all the way through some of the shows, you know, sometimes I have things to do or I doze off and go to sleep sometime. But with respect to the guests, that's just it'd be late at night. Sometimes I'd be tired, but. But I would like to say that the way you start the show with the music, man, that's always, man, oh, I just love it. You know, I love that.
Good
got that
vibration.
Flavor. Yeah, definitely. Love it. So, babe, I'm here. You know, I'm just in the building and inviting the family to come in with their, you know, with their input and comments and output and, you know, your voltage. And, you know, oh man, I love it. Yeah, that photos, man, that photos were, oh man, boy, they got some classic. Beverly, I'm amazed that I want to give some props and big ups, and I want to later on I'm gonna have some comments about the title of the show, Beverly. It's already magical. I'm speaking for the nature of the show, how whenever. We always have these moments, Beverly. It's nothing new, but each time it just gets more concrete. You know, it's like it's covered in gold. You know, I'll explain it a little bit later in the broadcast. But it's too magical already. I don't want to stop that flow. Let's turn it, and then we'll come back and make what somebody call in, have some comments. But we in a Scorpio energy, y'all. You know, I'm feeling. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You just, man, there's a passion and, you know, it's just the trees are naked, you know, the leaves are falling off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People are moving indoors, you know, where you can be naked by the fireplace up under the blanket or, you know what I'm saying? You know, you said, you already made it out, you know, just get your preparations, you know, and y'all just be in the beautiful moment. The moon is just booming out there and, you know, man, I'm giving thanks already. I hope y'all ain't waiting to have no turkey way down later in the month. You know, I'm giving thanks right now.
That's right.
For this. And, okay, Bev, I'm full. I'm so full. Hey, Bev, I thank you so much. I'm just over here grinning. Them three bullets that you already fired, I got to lay down on that. Give me a good vest. I want to last a little bit longer.
Yes, and we got some more good stuff coming up here. We're going to start off here. We're going to continue with some Curtis Mayfield.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light. A lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark. That hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her. I love you, gypsy woman.
gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her. The gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman.
Thank you.
Jones and Curtis Mayfield.
Man. Yeah. I don't know, we are cracking up. Oh, man, you know, the mind is a terrible thing to waste for. I was just thinking about that last song, you know, when you were a young teenager and you trying to get your grind, you know, you had to dance, you had to slow dance, you trying to get your grind on. A song like that where they repeat the same thing over and over and over. You don't care if you say that 200
times. Yes.
But the person you with, they wish you not say that one more time. Don't say that one more time. Is it any wonder? Don't, you know what I mean? Oh, man, just crazy, man. I don't know. I'm over here tripping. Oh, man.
Taking us back. We're going back in the time. Bragging
them.
Oh,
I love it. I love it, Bev. You know, it was the dawning of the age of Aquarius when all this group music was going on right before they broke it up.
Mm-hmm.
The group music had a certain vibration where the people was more appreciative. Children were more respectful. The streets were cleaner. You know, we had clean, you know, you know, we kept our automobiles clean. We kept our automobiles for years. You know what I mean? They wasn't breaking all down. And it was a lot of different. We kept our doors unlocked.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying that it was a better time. I'm just saying it was different. All these times are just different. I don't know. There's no such thing as we had a better age of hip hop and all that. It's just different. We live in different. And so I'm appreciative of what's going on and what's being said and done, and you know it's all the natural path. You know, nature takes care of itself. You ain't never got to worry about, man, starving to death, man. Come on, man. I'm in Michigan. You know how much food I done came across since I've been here, man. They got food galore in Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing but food. But when I first hit the ground, I was harvesting blueberries.
Okay.
And they had wild grapes. Then pears and peaches. It happened to stop. Oh, apples. I've been going crazy on apples. I'm drinking some hot apple cider right now with some maple syrup and a few little concoction I made up, you know.
Okay.
And doing real good, man. Feeling good, feeling iry. Yes.
Yeah. And back, the vibrations were so strong then because we were able to touch each other and feel each other's vibrations. And
absolutely. That's right. And back then, if somebody make a fashion style, a fashion of clothes or a new dance, you know, it hit, you know, we noticed it. Now it's so much media, so much access to media, you don't know what's going on, you know, so much stuff flying by your screen. But back then we was in touch with, like you said, we was right next to each other, you know, we could touch each other, you know.
Yeah.
We were still doing 5-minute handshakes back then. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The afro, you know, the afro was a big announcement to our vibration.
Yeah, that was the leaves on the trees. It was just like the tree with the leaves and the branches growing out, our afro.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Boy, I remember picking them naps out the top so then we could put the bandana on the top after we finished picking it and just have a sculpture. Somebody just took a razor and just, you know what I'm saying, perfectly sculpted your hair, but we just put that. You know, we just had our little touch on it. You know what I mean? Everybody had their style.
Right.
So it was cool. You know, it was cool. We was respectful to our parents. And to each other. A lot of respect, man. Much respect. I said, that's something I'm trying to still hold on to, is that respect factor, because it's so important. You know, you can put yourself through a lot of good situations with the respect factor. Just, you know, just common respect.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Babe, I don't want to hold up to this.
Well,
boy.
I do have a hand that's raised. We got
all right.
open this line before we go back to the mute, the doo-wop. 706-202. Is this Kwame?
Hotep and better love, Sister Bear.
Hotep. Better love.
How you doing?
Good evening, brother. Good evening.
Yeah, y'all really doing this full moon in. You know, this is what an eclipse is. Eclipse is going back and kicking back and then kicking off. Like you said, the leaves are falling, the trees are naked. The leaves are making a blanket to keep the roots warm. And what you're doing is going back into the roots because we're getting ready with this, what we call a blood moon. And it's the beaver moon. Sometimes it was called the frost moon. But this is the first time in this country's history that the eclipse is falling on election day. So this moon that will be here tonight, this morning, will kick off that eclipse is going to reboot change. Because what it is, it's like the sun and the moon is blocked. They go and block out, the moon blocks out the sun's light because this is a lunar. And in that, doing that, from the sun is going to redden the moon, and it's going to give a reddish or a rustic color as it passes in front of it in that shadow. And this is the rebooting, because right now the sun is set in the west, and it's set with Venus in Libra, and the sun is rising. It's in Aries along with Mars and Jupiter is in Pisces, and Mars is in Taurus. They're all in the line. They're triangulated. They're coming up together. And so what we're getting ready to have is it's like we're moving from Windows 95 to Windows 2000. So what we're doing is this planet is going to be rebooted, and the energies of change is automatic, the whole planet and all the beings on it. So it's a good time to do ceremony and go out if you're in a good space and the sky is clear. It's going to be around 3 in the morning. It's according on where you're at, because I'm on the East Coast, and so the moon is already up. But what it's going to do is you'll be able to see and watch this with the naked eye as it does this eclipse. And it's a very powerful time when we have eclipses. Sometimes we have them twice a year, but back in 2015, we had four. And those were the blood moons, and that was a big Jewish semblance of those four blood moons that were going on at that time for 14 through 15. And so what we're seeing now is divine intelligence working at its best, to be able to look at what we're dealing with politics, what we're dealing with these sources that be in control. It's being revealed, and a lot of things that are being brought to light, because in this season of Scorpio is also the keeper of secrets, but also the revealer of secrets. And so this energy is going to put what that tail on the scorpion does, is that it puts a sting in it. And sometimes it's according on what type of scorpion stings you. It can put a death to something. So we're getting ready to see a great shift. And, you know, I know Brother X has talked about all the conspiracy and the things in which are being revealed. But it's more that's coming in the undercurrent, because everybody's focused on Yay and what he's exposing with the Jews, which is truth, you know. But what we're not looking at in the focus is what's going on in the UK, because in the UK, they just gotten their first prime minister of color. And it's funny that he's, you know, an Indian, but he's from Kenya. His parents and that was Kenya, but his wife's father is a billionaire, and his father owns what is called InfoSystems. And this is very important, because his father-in-law has one of the 12 largest entrepreneur companies in the world, but he's also number two as far as in India and China with being able to have this electronic company that you know, when you call up on the phone and you get these Indians on the phone trying to tell you about your bill.
Right.
That's InfoSystems.
Mm.
And they're worldwide. And so what he's even shown when he was first starting out with Putin and putting InfoSystems in Russia. So you're looking at this technology with India being one of the companies that's in the technological world and China. And now they're going into, he's the prime minister of the UK. There's getting ready to be some great shifting going on. That's why I was saying, when this eclipse clipping, yeah, we're looking at yay as a distraction. And the brothers playing ball and $1 million kind. We talking billions and trillions of what's getting ready to happen when this season goes into hibernation.
Wow. Well, we right on time.
And, everything okay. is in divine order.
Yeah.
And yeah. Eric, you know, the doo-wops, going back and listening to Curtis, you know, what you go back and do is play the New World Order, because that's what he was trying to tell us back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Marvin said, what's going on? Curtis was saying the New World Order. So all of this. Is that, like Eric was saying, this is the fifth dimension, the age of Aquarius, under the boardwalk. You know, the doo-wops, well, we used to get up in the hallway, and I heard Eric talking about dancing and grinding. That's when you had them red light in the basement parties or the blue light basement parties.
Yeah.
You're down there sweating and dancing, trying to beg this woman. it was, and that's meaning, because we have been separated. That COVID did a job on us, because that 6 feet of separation, we used to be shoulder to shoulder. You know, we used to be community, and be able to look out the window and know that your kids was being watched by the old lady sitting up in the window. You can't do that today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're going to get back to some vibrations, and then we're going to come back to the mound table. Now, this here is for the young warriors that's here. So we got some old school and some new school mixed together. We got some Jerry Butler and some Game. Here we go.
With no money down. Where was it I read? Or was it Mom who said, you can't get something for nothing? Son, whatever you get, you pay for with tears and sweat, cause nobody gets nothing for nothing. Oh, I should thought about it twice. But when I asked the man about the price, he said you could have those rings
with no money.
No money. You can start your dreams and pay later. So baby, I bought those rings and I brought you all my dreams.
Russian in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had a, Aaliyah had a, Left Eye had a, so I reached out to Kanye
and I brought you all my dreams. Cause I love you. I love you.
woke up out that coma 2001. About the same time Dre dropped 2001. 3 years later, the album is done. Aftermath presents Nigga With An Attitude, Volume 1. Rap critics politicking, wanna know the outcome. Ready to die reasonable, doubting doggy style and one. I feel like Pac after the Snoop Dogg trial was done. Dre behind that G-Series and all eyes on me. I watched the death of a dynasty, so I told Vibe magazine. Working with Dr. Dre was a... I had visions of making a classic. Then my world turned black, like I was staring out of Stevie Wonder's glasses. It's kinda hard to imagine, like Kanye West coming back from his fatal accident to beat making and rapping. But we the future. Whitney Houston told me that, and it's gonna take more than a bullet in the heart to hold me back.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, Left Eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye and
I brought you all my dreams. Cause I love
dreams of fucking a R&B bitch like Maya. When I saw that ass on the front of that King, read the article in the magazine. She loved gangsters, loved nasty things. So I'm in the glass house having nasty dreams. Good girls never give it up, but anything is possible. If 50 fuck Vivica, hurdle life's obstacles, found my way through the maze. Then joy turned to pain like Frankie Beverly and Maze. Used to dream of being unsigned hype, till I was crushed by Dave Mays. Almost let my pen fall asleep on the page. Daydreaming yesterday, dozing off backstage. I thought I saw Easy talking to Jam Master J. So I walked over, heard Jam Master say, it's a hard knock life, then you pass away. They say sleep is the cousin of death, so my eyes wide open, cause the dream is kin to your last breath.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, Left Eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye
and I brought you all my dreams. Cause I love
the dream of Huey Newton, that's what I'm living to. The dream of Eric Wright, that's what I'm giving you. Who walked through the White House without a business suit? Compton had Jerry Curl dripping on Ronald Reagan's shoes. Gave Michael in my demo, came here to pay my dues. Started off with Who Kid, then I start blazing Clue. It was all a dream like Big said it be. Don't sleep on me, homie, I bring nightmares to reality. Rap phenomenon, defying the rules of gravity. Studied all the classics, start revising my strategy. Cause Marshall Mathers made it, Curtis Jackson made it. Head in the clouds wondering where the hell Marvin Gaye went. How do I say this? I'm living for my son, but I can't figure out why I'm at my temple with this gun. Wake up to a Jesus piece like a Catholic nun. The war to be a rap legend has just begun.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, Left Eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye
and I brought you all my dreams.
Dedicated to Yetunde Price, the sister of Venus and Serena Williams, who was slain during a gang shootout in Compton Sunday, September 14th, 2003. Rest in peace.
I was so lonely and so blue for that, what love will do. And darling, I oh, when I first realized that you were fooling me. And darling, they say that our love won't grow, but I just want to tell them that they don't. That you'll be my girl and woo,
wanting you,
I'm lovely and
new,
I'm so lonely,
love will do.
Mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy, boy,
boy, see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, it's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Get up off your knees, cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold on. Don't go around with your head hung down. Well, I wouldn't let the little girl know. She made me feel like a clown. There are a whole lot of girls looking for a good man like you. Oh, but you'll never need them if you give up now and say your life is true. Then she said,
Jerry Butler and the Rapper Gang. And if you want to come and sit at the mound table, if you have something to say, you can call 323-642-1586 and push the number 1. Goodbye.
Yeah, Oh man, good vibes. Yeah, I want to interject here. I said I have some people to big up, and Beverly, this idea all came about. Actually, Kwame was there to witness what I'm about to say. I heard a ridiculous Blog Talk Radio broadcast, the kind that I've been dreaming about, to do radio like it's never been done before. So here you have Miss Kim Weston is about to perform at the Northern Soul Detroit, right? Go-go.
Mm-hmm.
She in the dressing room. She in the dressing room on the phone, live on the radio, telling people I'm putting on my makeup. I got about 10 minutes for them to come get me, but I ain't going to be ready.
That's nice.
Oh, man. Hey, Beverly. Hey, I had such a good, you know how back in the day when the Jackson 5 used to get ready to come on TV, boy, we used to all get together, get in front of the TV. That was a big event. The whole neighborhood, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody be waiting for that moment. Okay, Bev, it was just like that, boy. I was leaning forward. My ear was to the phone. I was like, man, I always dreamed of this, man. Somebody take us backstage. You know, so we can get the feel and hear, you know, what be going on back then in the concert, man. She did that. She was walking down the hallway telling the people, yeah, I want my radio family on the stage with me. I want them to hear the concert. I want to hear every day. And that's exactly what happened, man. It was the most livest radio broadcast I caught. I caught it live. I heard Kwame over there. I caught it live. I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for Miss Kim Weston for having the gumption to do something like that. You know, only she can pull that off.
Yeah.
And the man who hosted that Northern Soul, he came in there. He said, oh, Miss Weston, you're late. She said, oh, it's only 7 minutes. 7 minutes. That man said, 7 minutes is a lot when you're in this business. You got to get out of here. They wait on you. Oh, man, boy, you can hear the music. It came in clear. You know, some of it was kind of muffled, but, you know, it's radio, live radio, you know. But,
yeah.
Man, what once you want to say, you can hear him announcing her. You can hear the music clear. You can hear her singing, man. It was powerful. So I was so thankful to be a part of that. So I said, man, we got to, you know, then now I've been listening to Northern Soul, Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And never knew this, Beverly, as much of a music person that I am. I never knew that back in the Motown day, there were so many competitive record labels and music people that was competing, that all that great music never hit the forefront because they kept it under wraps and only put the handful that we know of. And, man, there's millions of people out there got some hit. Man, I am amazed by all this music. So, yeah, all the people in the U.K., today I've been watching all these DJs in the UK playing all this beautiful black soul music from Detroit.
Yes.
They love it. Go ahead, Ben.
They used to come down every year. The pandemic kind of stopped them. So I think this was their first time coming back since the pandemic.
There you go.
Yeah, that was the first time because with Miss Kim, and they had honored her in England. You know, she's the Northern Queen of Soul over there, and they love Miss Kim over there. And they finally came back here, and that was the first time that they brought it back. And she was the key host for the event.
Yes. Yeah, because they used to come here. They used to come here every year, and they just be enjoying themselves. I heard the show, and y'all made me go out the next night, and it was a bunch of them. I took pictures of it. It was a bunch of them came over to Burke's Lounge, and they partied, and we partied with Martha Reed. So,
Miss Kim,
it was a fun night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because didn't I tell? I thought I called you, Bev, and told you that.
You did. I didn't know that. You did. And so that was Friday, and I went out Saturday and hung with them.
Yeah.
Man, so, that's what I'm thinking about. Yes. Yeah, live on the spot. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Heather.
Yeah, because that's what went on backstage at the Fox, at the Regal Theater in Chicago, at these theaters that entertainers came and put on performances. We didn't know. We seen them when they came on stage and they were singing before us, but what went on behind stage was
right.
What Kim gave us.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And what I want to say is this is how powerful the airwaves are.
Yeah.
I try to emphasize that as much as I can. The airwaves is super powerful. Man, I'm talking about we sending out each other's vibration. You know, like let's say you're in a church and there's a minister up in a pulpit. Who would the hell want to get pulled into a right? He's standing up above you. Hey, if this man had been out there, or a woman, or it could be a woman, if they've been out there, you know, doing something wrong, and you know, got this double life they live in, man, they giving you their energy because they stand up over you. This is ADR. We pass a back and forth vibration, and I just love the time. I appreciate my parents, man, for you know the things they instilled in me. The way that mom used to cut us down with just the way she looked. Oh, she didn't have to grab the belt. She could just look, boy. You already know. You better sit down somewhere.
Nice.
You know what happened. So, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's something that kind of is fading, and we have to understand. You know, even in the continent, and when we saw each other, the greetings in other countries is even in Native America, I see you. That's what they put in avatar. Here, we have something that black folks has been doing. When we see another black person and you walking down the street, you don't even have to know them. What do you do? If you look at them and look in their eyes, what do?
Not. Yeah.
I see you. That's the not. I see you not. We acknowledge each other, but what we have been so trained that white people have put fear in folks, now they've masked us over that we can't even give a smile to each other. And the nod is faded. It's fake. And these are the things that we got to be able to look at, because these things are what keeps and feeds our spirit. And we've got to keep these energies alive, because Miss Kim was, you know, her energy just with her, because she was on there telling folks when she was on stage, I'm recording this on this show, and I'm y'all can go and listen to it before you even start singing.
That was real.
That was
real. Yeah.
If they put that on YouTube or something on video, we were backstage with her. We got to be, she loved us enough to say, here, come be with me.
Yes. That was fire.
Yeah. And this shows you how energy, you know, walls or nothing can block the energy. Just by me listening, you call, I listen, and the next day I was like, let me go get some of that energy. So the energy is very powerful.
And now here we are right in the cusp of a powerful force. Excuse me, Elder Kwame, just I'm going to say this just a second. Now we're right here on the cusp of this powerful event that's about to take place tomorrow on this full moon. And it's because of the waves that I got from listening to the show with Miss Kim. I called you. I got in contact with you, Beverly, and asked, you know, do you want to keep this vibration going? And here we are, you know, doing it, talking about it, feeling it, you know. So, that's how powerful it is, yes.
And we now have an archive, you know. Yeah, Miss Kim, I hope the Creator keeps her here as long as he wants to keep her here so we can share in her energy of what her life was. You know, it's like I was talking to my mom. My mom is 90. Mm-hmm. And my great-grandmother came to, and she named me. Her mother was born in 1851 in slavery. My mother, my grandmother, my mother was a child. with my grandmother and my great-grandmother living with her in her house. My mother lived with her great-grandmother who was a slave.
Yeah.
How, you know, to be able to sit down and talk to family and say, this is what this woman here, I came through her womb, was from these other two women, that one that was in captivity, born in captivity. And it was really funny because she was, and she was born in 1851. I was born in 1951, 100 years later.
Wow. That's a long time. We need to really talk to the elders. That's how I got the information, talking to my 96-year-old grandmother. You know, that's better than going to any, what's them sites called where you do the DNA?
Ancestors.com. And all the DNA. No, that's nothing but them getting a file that they're doing this. The brother Billy Carson did a YouTube on DNA. And man, did he drop it, because when he put it out there that a gram of your DNA can hold 700 terabytes. That's just a gram.
Yes.
One drop of your DNA can hold, and your DNA is enough that it can hold the universe knowledge.
Yeah.
When are we going to reconnect it?
That's right. And can you imagine all that DNA that they call junk DNA? Oh, my God.
Right.
And they don't even understand.
No, but this is the activation when I'm saying we get these reboots. This is what this cosmic consciousness is re-kicking in to slowly reactivate us back to that part of our divine self. And being able to hear, you know, Miss Kim and hear her talk about Black Bottom. You played Lou Ross, Tobacco Road, that's there in Chicago. Buttermilk Bottom here in Atlanta. These were all that we thrived in as a people. We don't have those no more. We call them the hood.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have a... another person that joined the mound table here. Is this Eddie? 708.
Greetings, family. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Better love, Eddie. Together, family. How's everybody doing?
Good. Better love.
Better love, Eddie. Good to hear you.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Always good to hear you, my brother. Always. What's happening, Brother Kwame?
I knew you'd be here. If the moon's shining, you're going to be here. You got to give us the numbers that's coming from this eclipse.
It's all that spiritual energy, as you were saying, but I had to come on in with that five. I got five on it.
Okay.
And y'all mentioning the five everywhere. It's that's why I had to come on in and drop that five. So, again, they call it this lunar eclipse comes to the blood. I mean, the red blood moon. Red, it's 14, which is that five. You also mentioned another name it's called, Beaver. Beaver is 23, which is a five. Now, family, not being gross, what part of the body do we refer to of a woman when we say the beaver?
That portal.
That's it. That's another five. Excuse the French, but we say the pussy. Well, pussy is 23, which is the five. Beaver is 23.
Right.
It's no coincidence, fam, because the energy is coming from the ultimate female called the universe.
Yeah.
That's why that eclipse is basically giving that shadow of the universe being between the sun and the moon, the earth right now. We're right in the middle. But again, keeping with that five, Brother Kwame said this is the age of Scorpio, the time of Scorpio that reveals. Well, reveal is 23, another five. Brother Eric's head beautifully. All this vibration is in the air waves. Airwaves is 32, which is another 5. So that current, which is 32, is in the wind. Wind is 14, and it's in the atmosphere being 41. And we're getting the ultimate reboot, 23, which is a 5. That's the 23, which is the change that we're being inundated with at this time. So, yeah, family, it's on the 5. I got 5 on it.
Wow.
I love it.
And to interject with that, to go along with that, that song that Beverly played with Jerry Butler and the Gang, that was dedicated to Venus and Serena. And speaking of Venus, and we in a Taurus full moon, they sister got shot on September the 14th, 2003. And that was on his 5th album. I think it's the 5th song. So, yeah.
And the Jerry Butler song was no,
yeah, oh, man, all over it. No Money Down.
Eric, Venus is 23 also, so that's a 5.
but you wasn't on, Eddie, when I said that the sun is setting and the sun and Venus are in alignment together in the west.
Wow.
In Libra. They're both aligned in the constellation Libra, the balancing scale.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is in divine order.
Yes, it is.
For sure.
As above, so below.
Yes. Well, we talked about Kim. Let's listen to some Kim Western.
Booyah!
My all and all, I was faithful as a Something told me it was over, babe. When I saw you and that girl talking, babe, something deep down in my soul said, "Don't and cry, girl." When I saw you and that same girl walking by,
oh, yeah.
And I would rather be a blind girl, babe. Than to see you walk away from me, baby.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause you see, I love you so much, I don't wanna watch you leave me, babe. And another thing is, I just don't wanna be free, no, babe.
Oh, no.
Now listen. I was just sitting here thinking, yeah, about your sweet kiss, whoa, and your warm embrace, babe.
Oh, yeah.
When the reflection in the glass that I held to my lips, babe, yeah. Reveal the tears that was on, whoa, my face, yeah, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, I'd rather be a blind girl. Whoa, I'd rather be a blind girl than to watch you walk away from me, boy.
Look out.
Whoa. I'd rather be a blind girl than to watch you walk away from me, baby. Don't leave. Now listen, I'm gonna tell y'all one more time. I was just sitting here a minute ago thinking, baby. I was thinking about your sweet kiss and your I looked down in the glass that I held to my lips. I was looking in the glass and I saw the reflection of the tears rolling down my face.
I'd rather. I don't want to watch you leave me. I can't stand to see you go. Whoa, babe. I'd rather be a blind girl.
You was listening to Kim Weston, and that was Etta James. She sounded like she was serious. You can feel that thing.
Oh, man, that was a fire recording. Thank you for playing that one, Bev. Yeah.
Now, you say you was going to tell us about doo-wop. You had something to say about the word doo-wop.
Oh, man, it's just the divine order on everything, just the D-O-O is actually seven, which we on a seven night tonight. and WOP, W-O-P, W is five, O is six, and P is seven. 5, 6, 7 give you 18. 1 and 8 give you 9. So that's gold and doo-wop. And Bev, I said, Bev, I don't have nothing as far as the title. You go ahead and name the show. You put that up there. You put the straight gold in doo-wop. So yeah, as usual, you know, it's in the natural path, the natural affection for having the love for one another and having to put this energy out there to keep that wave going. Like I heard it that night on the radio with Miss Kim. Man, I thought that was a powerful thing that she did right there. I was like, oh man, that was big, like the Watt Stack, you know, the Watt Stack's concert, you know, that kind of energy. So, man, I'm glad that we're doing it, and look forward to doing it again. You know, got some exciting guests coming up, but gonna reach out to some records, some of the people in Detroit, you know, get in contact with some of these people, reach out to the record stores and stuff, you know, that's been here for years, and talk about it, reach out to some of the UK people too, you know, and keep this Northern Soul going. You know, I love it. Yeah. I want to be a part of it, man. It's bomb. It got me on fire. I'm glad to be a part of this tonight. I'm glad to have Brother Eddie and Elder Kwame on with their expertise and you know, Beverly, once again, you know, he's just a fire, he's ageless. I seen that picture with you and Martha Reeves and the young sister.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, that was some good pictures, and that made me feel like I was right there, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was tight. Well, I love it. Let's keep it going.
Okay. All right. Got some more here.
Oh,
phone pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. Cause I've got my strength. And it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday, I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. Cause I've got my strength and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. What's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride and I'm moving all the time and keep on.
I'm lost and I'm looking for my baby. Wonder why my baby home.
That was Sam Cooke, and we heard The Impression, and that's who Curtis Mayfield was with, The Impression, before it was Curtis Mayfield. And we heard The Main Ingredients.
Ooh, and don't forget Jerry Butler was with a partner with Curtis Mayfield in The Impression.
Okay. He was, oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know Jerry Butler was there too.
Yeah, at one point, yes.
Okay.
Powerful combinations, you know?
Right.
Divine order. Yeah. Yeah, that was fire. So one night in these sessions, Beverly will do that Sam Cooke was an overdub, and that was done by Cox and Dodd, who is a huge icon in Jamaica as far as the music industry and sound systems and things of that nature. So yeah, we'll definitely have to do a studio one night, and it of course the American R&B influenced a lot of that sound back then, but they just had the overdubs and the echo chambers, you know, the reverbs and the pull up gunshots, you know, Jamaica, they do it Jamaican style, you know what I'm saying? So one night we'll do a studio one, Cox and Dodd. We'll hear all these tunes done in a drum and, you know, the drum and bass from Jamaica style, rubber dub. Everybody will enjoy it. It'll be fire.
Okay. All righty. Okay. We're going to get back to some more music here. Let's see.
Run it.
Ah. said the one said to me, if I'm just playing around, there's no harm, there's no foul. You know that I'll be home each and every night. Oh yeah, that is why you love me.
For nothing else. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Thank you.
Marvin Gaye. You know, when you're vibrating higher on the vibration of love music and happiness, it's hard for people to put that fear inside of you. And that's what we have to keep away from us at this point, all of the fear and the propaganda and things like that. So it's important that we keep our vibration high and deep. So it's kind of like a shield.
Oh, that's perfect the way you describe that, a shield. That's what a drum is. Mm-hmm. A drum have a shield on it, which is the skin. And people used to fear if a person, if you are a visiting person on another man land, if you hear some people drumming, the cadence of the drum and the rhythm they playing with, you could tell them people are healthy. They're not sick. They're healthy. Not only are they healthy, they have a precision mind because their hands and their mind is playing the drum with precision. So you don't want to run up on no people playing drums like that. And a lot of that music, Curtis Mayfield, that song you just played with Marvin Gaye, that drumming is heavy. That congo and bongo sound is in there deep. So it make a use. So when you brought that up, that's a perfect explanation of what fear does. You could turn the fear around.
Yes, you can.
Fear back with the reef. And reef is a, you know, that's the seashore, the reef. So that's what Venus and Serena mama name. It means the seashore. Oh, man, I love this divine order. I could, you know, man, I could just pull out my blanket and keep unfolding this thing, boy. It's ridiculous. Oh, I love it. Yeah, babe. But nice vibes, babe. But no, not nice. It's nothing nice. This is nothing nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we smooth selling. And, so many classics out there that's never heard on commercial radio, like that Northern Soul music. You can listen to hours and hours and hours and hours of these artists out of Detroit. You know, man, this music is so fat. I'm blown away by that. I'm just blown away by it. I got to get into it. There's so many cuts out there. And big up to people that still collect vinyl records. You know, big up. Yeah.
And just like Kwame say, it's a shift that's going on here, you know, and this is how you make, this is one way of how you can make the shift when you shift in the energy. This is all how alchemy and magic and miracles, that's when it comes into play, when you know how to shift that energy, shift that vibration. And so that's what we're getting back into.
Gotta get some horseshoes. We're shifting into horsepower. Gotta get some horseshoes.
Okay. And I remember they used to play horseshoes all the time. Do they still play horseshoes now?
Oh man, I said, boy, they have horseshoe tournaments, used, and they be playing for big money too. The horseshoe is still big.
Okay.
That's the best. Oh yeah. Especially out here in Michigan. I like it out here.
You like it in Michigan.
I do.
Have you been out and looked at all the pine trees that we have when you go? Have you been out north, like?
Yeah, boy, they bury out. You know, I'm all about the nature. I've been walking back in some gullies, boy, way back off in the woods.
Uh-huh.
All these rivers and lakes and
I love it.
I love all the different trees, boy. Yeah, I love it. I've been climbing trees.
Okay.
Yeah. I love it.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say the fall colors look. Almost the fall colors were so booming, they look artificial almost.
Nature know how to color. Nature is beautiful. Man. She know how to put the colors together.
Yeah, man.
And see, I'm so much earth, I have to have water to soften. And so I love it that we're surrounded by all this water here. That's the lakes. That's what I love.
Oh yeah, well, Peter Shampoo said that y'all in the belly of the mother of the earth right there, mm-hmm. and the Great Lakes region is the most purest and abundant waters on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Great Lakes region, yeah. So yeah, he have that, you know, he have that beautiful geometry that he took up, that how it overlaid with all them geometries and all them numbers ran. It's ridiculous. So yeah, it's good to be. I could tell, you know, I had to come and check. I can't just look at that stuff and not check it out.
Right.
Yeah.
We take it for granted. A lot of us that's, you know, been here all the time, we just been taking it for granted. But we don't realize how powerful how nature is.
I was driving on the highway, Bev, and I wanted something to eat, so I pulled off in this little city over here. You might know about it. It's called Sterling, and Sterling have a sign.
Sterling Heights.
I pulled into Sterling Heights and it had a big old sign. It said, "Welcome to the Gold Corridor." I said, "Boy, look at this crazy."
Yeah.
I said, "Man, boy, I'm rolling in it, boy. This is ridiculous. Welcome to the Gold Corridor, Sterling Heights." Like, man. Yeah, boy, it's been amazing. It hasn't all been a smooth ride. I faced some challenges within myself, which is really good, you know. But other than that though, man, yeah, this is cool. I like it. I like how the sun hit my skin out here too, you know, the summers is bomb here.
It's different than California. You know, you from really the sunny air in California. Is it a different vibe or the sun?
Yeah, no, the sun. Yeah, because y'all surrounded by water. It's that water. You know what I mean? And Cali is the same way. Yeah, got a big body of water in Cali and the mountains. And Cali is kind of rare because you can be in the mountains in the snow, playing in the snow. And then leave the mountain and be at the beach in an hour, in the water at the beach in 1 hour. Yeah. So it have that type of dynamic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know how to get around, you know, if you know how to get around, you can get to those spots like that. But the freeways is crazy out there. I wouldn't try it. Yeah, you got to know when to get on the freeway in Cali, boy. You'd be stuck in traffic for hours.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, definitely. And vibrations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere is like that. Everywhere I go, have a certain dynamic.
A certain feel to it. Certain energy.
Exactly. Yeah. Because a lot of the lands are granite plugs, you know. A lot of the lands that we live around is granite.
Okay.
And we should never take that for granted.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, Eric and the round table and the listeners, I want to thank y'all. You know, this vibration has been high tonight. And so I want to thank everyone for listening. Thank you. And thank the round table, Kwame and Eddie and everybody that's listening. And better love, and we're going to do this again. And join us tomorrow with Dr. X will be with us. So we're going to go out.
Don't forget your blood moon.
All right. I'm not. Thank you, Kwame. All right. Better love, everyone.
Better love.
Better love.
It's a long, long road.
A long, long road.
With many of a winding turn. That leads us to. Knows where. Who knows where. But I want you to notice it, that I'm strong.
my brother. When the going gets tough, he's my brother. Lord, if I ever need a friend, good God, he's my brother. I'll be there to the bitter. If you ever need, Lord, you know, all you got to do, you just call out my name. Oh, Lord, and I know wherever I am, I'll come running. I'm trying my best. I got to get to the Lord. I'm trying my best.
put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. You better stop the things you do. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Because I'm better than you.